We're going to be living in a society of mass poverty, but also simultaneously mass abundance in certain ways. And that's the topic I want to share with you today. Welcome. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I did not even realize the extent of this until just the last 24 hours. And I did a separate podcast on this point, but I was able to, just using AI coding, which I'm deep into right now, I was able to generate an app that is so revolutionary, and it'll be released for free in about a week or so. It's so revolutionary, it's going to make entire huge segments of our economy completely obsolete overnight. And it made me realize just how rapidly AI is going to alter our economy in just hugely transformative ways that are going to cause, like I said up front, mass poverty, but also mass abundance. So let's talk about that. Mass abundance in the sense that you will have cognition at your fingertips at virtually no cost or very close to zero cost. You will have knowledge at your fingertips at virtually zero cost. Even the tools that we are releasing are all free. Even though they're amazing, they encapsulate the knowledge of humanity through all time and put it at your fingertips at no cost to you. It's just extraordinary. So you'll have abundance of knowledge, abundance of content. You'll have abundance of different ways to ingest content. That is, lots of videos, lots of books, lots of articles, lots of ebooks, lots of podcasts, lots of interviews. Because most of that's going to be AI generated. I mean, across the board, for the most part, it's going to be AI generated content in whatever form you want. You'll be able to generate movies, you know, TV shows, episodes, documentaries, just by prompting. Every form of content that you can think of, you'll be able to generate it just by prompting it, which means it's going to go from your mind to digital reality at increasingly zero cost, you know, I mean, increasingly approaching zero. Now, who is that going to impact in our society? Well, it's kind of obvious that everybody involved in the creation and delivery and production and marketing of movies, their jobs are going to be obsolete. Music, right? Novels, books, even to a large extent, podcasts. Articles, everything you can think of. The people involved in that are going to find themselves increasingly out of work. I mean, just like right now, we don't need scribes. There's not a big market for scribes, you know, since the invention of the printing press. Well, there's not going to be much of a market for book authors, actually, in the coming future, because books can be created instantly. Not going to be a market for screenwriters because AI is doing the screenwriting. Not even going to be a market for actors for the most part. Why? Because all your favorite actors are going to be digital avatars that aren't even real people and don't command the salaries of real people. Although there will be famous actors that will license their likeness for the purpose of creating digital avatars like them. You know, like, let's say my favorite actor, Denzel Washington. He's my favorite actor. He's my favorite actor because I like the fact that he chooses scripts that have a message of morality. Plus, his acting is good. But that's secondary in my book. I like his choices as a professional actor. I respect a man. So anyway, Denzel Washington, if he and his agent are wise, at some point, they will say, hey, let's license the Denzel Washington likeness, the voice, the face, the pronunciation, the performance that he's known for. Let's license that to, you know, qualified filmmakers that will use AI to create films starring Denzel Washington or really Denzel Washington's avatar. Would I watch that? Absolutely. If it's the same formula that he's known for, as long as it's convincing and I don't see AI artifacts like Denzel's got seven fingers. No, I don't want to see that. As long as it's convincing, it's awesome. Sure, I'd watch that. Which means that Denzel doesn't have to act, you know, beyond that point. He doesn't have to show up and do the acting. He might want to, but he doesn't have to, and at some point after he passes away, his likeness will live on beyond his biological life, and that's true for many, many actors, and they will bring back Marilyn Monroe. And I'm not sure who owns the likeness of Marilyn Monroe. Maybe it's the Monroe Family Foundation or something. But, you know, think about actors like Bruce Willis, who's just a beloved legend in Hollywood, but who, because of loss of cognitive function, can no longer act. He apparently does not even have a functioning memory of who he is what's being reported. It's very sad, but his likeness can still bring a lot of joy to a lot of audiences. But my point is, even the future actors, they may have no human origin at all. You might find yourself a few years from now saying, hey, I love that actor. You know, that girl, that guy, that whatever. And you find out that's not even a real person. They created that avatar to be liked. And they gave it a personality. And they gave it certain behavioral habits and voice intonation habits and things like that. And it's all by design. But you can think about this in so many areas of content creation, news. I mean, human journalism, it's already on the decline because AI augmentation tools allow typical journalists to be able to do their jobs more quickly and effectively and produce more stories in less time. And that factor is only going to increase. I still love the fact that we have, you know, human editors, human publishers, quality control people in our operations, and I think that's always important. But I can easily see how it won't be long before many publishers choose to go full automation just on news. And even we have tools like Uncensored.News, a new feature that's about to be rolled out that auto-generates a summary of the news trends in specific topic categories like health or finance or technology. And although that's not the same as a human-edited story, it's still very informative. It's very good. And the AI tools are only going to make that even better in the months and years ahead. So the bottom line is we're going to be living in an economy with, again, mass abundance of access to content and information and learning and education, but mass poverty because of so many people that will be unemployed and unemployable because their skill sets are rooted in a bygone era. Their skill sets, like, I don't know, out in California, the people that do the lighting, aren't they union workers in the Hollywood film industry? You know, they hold lights and things. And you can't start the film without the union workers, right? There's a union guy to put on the microphone. There's a union guy to, you know, to hold the lights, another guy to do, I don't know, whatever, climb the stairs. All those people are going to be out of work. In fact, it's already happening in Hollywood. Right now, people can't find work all across Hollywood because the film industry is just collapsing. Just like Blockbuster used to go in and rent VHS tapes. They were tapes that you had to rewind, man. They were physical tapes to watch the movie. Well, those days are gone. There's no more physical tapes. Blockbuster's gone. You don't rent movies by driving to a place to get a physical tape. You go online. You watch it on Netflix or you watch it on Amazon Prime or other services or Hulu or whatever. But even that's going to be obsolete because in the very near future, you're going to open up your TV and it's going to ask you, what do you want to watch? And you're going to say, oh, I don't know, a documentary about chimpanzees or something. And it's going to generate the documentary. It's not going to go find one that's already been done. It's going to generate a whole new one in real time as you're watching it. That's right. It's going to generate it. You say, oh, I want to watch a podcast about honest money or the history of the Federal Reserve or something like that. Okay. Generating. Bloop, 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 bloop. Oh, here we go. Here's your documentary with music and voices and actors, a script, everything. Special effects, you name it. It's all generated in real time as you're watching it. That's not that far away, actually. I mean, we already have Suno. It generates the music that you want to hear. You just type in a prompt. I want a reggae style music with a Southern country rock twang band. Yeah, and I want them singing about Fruit Loops. How about that? It'll do that. It'll create that song for you. In seconds. And that 5 years ago, that would have seemed like magic. Today, it's here. All right, so I've given you a lot of examples. And if you don't yet believe me that we're going to have mass impoverishment of all of these skilled workers whose skills are no longer relevant, just wait 6 months and you'll see. So what's society going to look like then with mass impoverishment and mass abundance of access to information? Well, here's the thing. People still have to eat. People still need basic physical things, like they need a roof over their head. They need a place to sleep. They need a bed. They need clothes. They need sneakers. So you can't live on nothing, is my point. Even if you have free information, you can't, eat information. You're going to need food. You're going to need basics. You're going to need water, electricity, etc. And these things are going to cost money. So what happens in society when you have millions of people who are out of work, but who still need to be able to live? Well, they're going to rise up. They're going to revolt. And I'm not even sure what they're going to be revolting against. Damn them computers. I don't know. Revolting against technology. But they're going to be angry and hungry and broke. And no government wants that situation because people tend to rise up against governments, right? So if you have an unhappy mass population, then you have an unstable political situation. And the voters tend to elect the other guy or gal. So whoever's in power is going to get booted out of power at the next election if they don't do something about it. So what are governments going to do? The answer, you know what this is. You can read my mind. UBI, Universal Basic Income. The government is going to print money and hand it out to people to basically buy them off, to buy off the uprising, to try to quell that with dollars. And this idea, this is a serious idea. I mean, this is not just some flippant thing. Universal basic income is going to become a very common concept, and it will be put into play in the U.S. and elsewhere. And under this, people will receive, let's say in the U.S., maybe a couple $1,000s a month or more, could be $10,000 a month. Whatever it is, the printing and distribution of this money is going to cause a collapse of the purchasing power of the currency. It's going to lead ultimately to hyperinflation and insane levels of government debt. So even if the UBI starts small, hey, we'll give everybody $500 a month, and at first, everybody's like, yay, I could really use that, Need to buy some more Pop-Tarts and corn dogs. Pretty soon, they're like, hey, I can't live on $500 a month. Just lost my job holding lights in Hollywood. I'm going to need more than $500. My rent is $2,500, And so then the government's going to come along and say, okay, how about $1,000 a month? We'll give you $1,000. And then at first, people are going to say, oh, that's awesome. Now I can almost cover half my rent, and I'll scrounge up enough money from my parents or something to get the rest. And then that's not going to last very long, and the dollar keeps collapsing in value because inflation keeps getting worse because all this printed money is circulating in the system, right? And you see where this is going. The spiral ends with the collapse of the currency, because at some point you're adding trillions of dollars a year to the national debt in order to keep funding all this money to all these people that otherwise can't find jobs because the economy has been turned upside down because of AI technology. And it's also robotics coming in over the next few years as well. Robotics is going to replace a whole lot of people, everything from burger flippers at fast food to product packers at Amazon fulfillment centers and store shelf restockers at grocery stores. Even, lawn care, all kinds of things, right? Janitorial services at public schools, you name it. Robots are going to come in and start sweeping up all that stuff, literally. And then you're going to have the blue-collar workers that say, wait a second, I don't have a job now. And all the truck drivers, whom I greatly honor, I honor truck drivers. I mean, they perform a very critical service for our economy. Without them, we would be screwed. I mean, frankly, without the dock workers, we would be screwed, you know? Without the cops, we'd be screwed. Society would be in chaos. We need blue-collar workers, but a lot of their jobs are going to be obsolete. So then those people are going to join the uprising. Hey, I used to be a truck driver, and now I can't afford rent. That's going to happen. Full self-driving trucks. Tesla just released FSD version, what was it, 13 or 14? New version. Full self-driving plus. Wrecks even less. You know, pretty soon the wrecking rate is so low that you're like, hey, this is safer than me. Safer than any human. Yeah, we're getting pretty close to that right now. So you're going to be living in a society, again, where you have mass impoverishment and also where the dollar is collapsing. And so what does that mean? Well, if you have gold and silver, guess what? You're going to be fine because that will hold value. Gold and silver will keep skyrocketing in value compared to the collapsing dollar. You'll be able to trade precious metals for the things that you need, food, rent, whatever, gasoline, transportation. But people who have their savings in dollars will be wiped out at the same time that they find themselves also unemployable, their skill set becoming obsolete. And then what happens to the value of all the entitlements, the Social Security checks, the pension benefits, you know, the retirement benefits, the Medicare, whatever? Any payments that you receive as entitlements, they become worth less and less in terms of actual purchasing power. To the point where, you know, the hyperinflation is so bad that you're basically getting nothing. So that's when the UBI will be raised. You know, oh, we'll give you, you know, $50,000 a month. And you're like, I can buy a hamburger with that. Because then we're in Weimar Germany territory. But that's where this is going. You know, ultimately, society doesn't function if you have to pay people to not work. It does not function in the long run. You can pull it off in the short term, but not the long run. Eventually, you'll end up in a currency collapse. And when the system collapses, then you have Mad Max. Total anarchy. Nobody's getting paid. Everybody's broke. Everybody's starving, except those who have gold and silver. And maybe Bitcoin. I don't know where Bitcoin is going, but it's probably safer than the dollar. Well, for sure, it's safer than the dollar. But I still think gold and silver are the safest of all. That's my opinion. Hey, by the way, if you want to get gold and silver, our sponsor is called Battalion Metals. You can find them at metalswithmike.com. Metalswithmike.com. Honest brokers. I've worked with them for years. And they've always treated our customers right and with great respect and with great value, too. You shop around. You're not going to find better pricing. Metalswithmike.com. But along with, you know, preparing with metals, you need to, in my opinion, I think you need to become familiar with AI. And you need to know what it's capable of. You need to use it. And so good news, we're releasing lots of tools that you can use for free and that I think you'll love also. And there's one tool in particular coming out in a week or two that's just going to blow your mind. And you're going to love it. You're going to use it every day. In the meantime, you can use our AI engine, which is at brightu.ai. And it's available now and it's free and you can have at it. And it just, it's got a wellness coach there. It's got a financial coach. Just scroll down a little bit on the main page and you'll see those coaches and you can just use them. Unlimited use, completely free. You do have to register after three prompts. Just enter your email address. That's it. You don't need, we don't ask for your name. We don't know who you are. You just enter an email. And that way we're not getting spammed by a bunch of hosers, you know. Just enter your email, then you can use it unlimited. And it is amazing. The answers you're going to get out of that. It's just amazing. I'm also relaunching censored.news in the next few days with an AI trends analysis engine at the top of the site that also generates stories about those trends. And, you know, text stories. So you can click on the trends and you can you can see an auto-generated story that it's talking about breaking news. It's updated every 15 minutes. So you want to keep track of breaking news. That's the place to go. Censored.news. Just right now, if you go there, you'll probably see the old site, which doesn't have the trends up top. The new version that I'm about to roll out, I'm just waiting for the DNS to update, and then you'll see the new version with the trends. And it's all driven by AI for the purpose of bringing you information and knowledge, you know, decentralized knowledge that governments cannot censor and cannot control. We're bringing you these tools so you can use them free of charge. And it's the benefits to you are just absolutely going to be amazing. I wish I could tell you what's coming, but it's going to be a surprise, surprise, surprise. Hey, I forgot to mention that in this new economy, you'll also be able to instantly generate old movies, like in the style that you might want to see from, I don't know, maybe you like movies from the 1950s. Maybe you like them from the 1980s, you know, the action blockbuster films with, you know, Sylvester Stallone. You'll be able to generate films in whatever style you want, with whatever message you want, with whatever level of violence that you want to tolerate for some reason. You can generate comedies, you can generate action, you can generate drama, you can generate whatever. And the entire movie industry as we know it today will cease to exist. Because, again, no one, you won't need to wait 6 months or a year to have a movie filmed and edited and packaged and produced and released and distributed. You're just going to type in a prompt. You're like, just give me a movie like, I want to see a character like Bruce Willis shooting bad guys in New York City with some kind of, you know, conspiracy. Okay, boom. Brr, here comes your film. Enjoy. And think about the medical knowledge benefits, because even our wellness coach that we have at Enoch, at brightu.ai, our wellness coach is, it's got more knowledge about health and medicine than any human doctor that has ever lived on planet Earth in all of human history. It knows more than any human. It even knows more than me about nutrition. And that's my wheelhouse, you know? because, of course, we've trained our AI models on hundreds of millions of pages of documents and transcripts and lots of book content and all kinds of things, articles, you name it. So you'll be able to get all of that or benefit from all of that by asking our wellness coach questions about health or nutrition or remedies or disease prevention or food production or first aid or animal health, anything you want. It's all doable. So take advantage of all these tools. You can find the AI engine at brightu.ai. You can find our new upcoming censored news site at censored.news. And then stay tuned to this podcast on brighttown.com for the big new announcements coming up in a week or two that will blow your mind. All right. Thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.